A month after the midterm elections, we still don't know the complete outcome. In Louisiana, incumbent Democratic Senator Mary Landrieu failed to get 50% of the vote on November 5th. So this weekend, she'll face Republican State Elections Commissioner Suzanne Terrell. The GOP has already won back control of the U.S. Senate, but one more Republican seat could make a difference in accelerating President Bush's agenda. This week, the president was in Louisiana for a long-awaited campaign appearance on behalf of Terrell. NPR's national political correspondent Mara Liasson has more.
President Bush is trying to work the same magic for Susie Terrell as he did with his relentless campaigning for other Republican challengers this fall. At the Fairmont Hotel in New Orleans on Tuesday, the president presided over a $1,000-a-plate fundraiser. The goal? To expand his majority in Congress by making Susie Terrell the first Republican senator from Louisiana since Reconstruction.
For the good of Louisiana and for the good of America, Susie Terrell needs to be the next United States senator.
Terrell has been making George W. Bush and her loyalty to him the main theme of her campaign.
I know you want a senator who will bend your ear about what's important to Louisiana. But I will also stand with you to move our country forward. I will not be a roadblock to your leadership.
Across town at a Union Hall at the Port of New Orleans, the scene was very different.
Mary, you're going to do it, sweetheart.
On this day, about 50 dock workers and sugar farmers eat red beans and rice off paper plates. President Bush's presence in the state hovers over Landrieu's campaign. Before November 5th, Landrieu stressed her support for the president's policies on taxes and terrorism. But that approach turned off many in the Democratic Party's base here, in particular African-American voters. Now she is adjusting her message about the president in an effort to escape the fate of other Democrats that Mr. Bush campaigned against this fall. Landrieu says she will put Louisiana first, and she criticizes Terrell as nothing more than a lapdog for the White House, which recruited Terrell to run and is funding and directing her campaign. Landrieu also stresses her seniority on important congressional committees like Armed Services and Appropriations.
We have people from Washington and all outside of Louisiana asking the people of Louisiana to give up these seats of power, to give up this seniority, to give up this effective and independent voice. For what? For what? So they can have a rubber stamp for policies that put our people out of work? Why would we want to do this? I think the people of Louisiana are going to say no. We don't want a rubber stamp in Washington. Thank you.
In addition to President Bush, Terrell has also had help from other Republican heavyweights. Vice President Dick Cheney, former President George Bush, and Senate Majority Leader Trent Lott have all been here to help her. Landrieu, on the other hand, decided that appearances by national Democrats would backfire. The only high-profile Democrat campaigning with her is the state's senior senator, John Breaux, who says Landrieu has the right approach to the Bush factor. She's trying to avoid the mistake of other Democrats who lost this fall despite their pledges of support for the president.
It's a tough line to run when the president, who's very popular, is in your state. But you can't, as maybe some try to do, not differentiate yourself between them. And I think Mary's taking the right attack. She's saying, look, when he's right for Louisiana, I'll be with him. When his policies are bad for Louisiana, I'm independent enough to oppose him.
Perhaps even more important than the $1 million President Bush raised for Terrell in New Orleans is media coverage, which was saturated with pictures of Mr. Bush and Susie Terrell emerging from Air Force One. One newspaper poll taken before and after the Bush visit showed Terrell getting a boost. At the Lakeside Mall in Metairie, where shoppers are putting their kids on Santa's toy train and looking for Christmas presents, not everyone was pleased with the Bush visit. Marianne Noslin is a housewife and a Democrat from Lake Charles.
It was a wasted trip, wasted our tax money, cut into my TV show. I was trying to relax and watch my soap opera and held up traffic, and I didn't like it at all.
Of course, the purpose of Mr. Bush's appearance is not to convert Democrats, but to boost turnout and enthusiasm among Republicans. At least at the mall, his visit appears to have had the desired effect. Alfred G. Smith, a Republican, is supporting Susie Terrell.
I heard some of his speech, too, and it was a rousing speech, and he ought to get a few more votes from that.
And do you think it's important that Louisiana have a senator who goes to Washington to support the president the way Terrell says she will?
Absolutely.
And tell me why.
Because we are at war, period.
Thelma Everhart, a hairdresser, says she'll vote for Terrell because of George W. Bush.
He needs all the support he can get, and one more in the Senate helps.
Everhart says the president's visit has motivated her to do exactly what he wants, get her friends to vote for Terrell, too.
Oh, yes, I've been speaking with a lot of my friends and what have you. Right now I'm busy shopping, but I do get on the telephone and call people. Oh, yeah, I'm a true Republican.
Susan Howell, who directs public opinion polling at the University of New Orleans, says she believes the momentum is with Terrell.
It's an unusual election here in Louisiana because it follows the national election, and everybody knows the outcome of the national election, that the Republicans took back the Senate, that Bush was victorious, was helpful to many Senate candidates. So the election can create an effect and a wave that can be felt in Louisiana. The wave is Bush.
President Bush is extremely popular in Louisiana. He won the state in 2000. Now he has an 80% approval rating here among white voters, a 66% approval rating overall. Susie Terrell is doing everything she can to ride the wave of enthusiasm for the president all the way to the United States Senate. Mary Landrieu is doing everything she can to avoid being swamped by it. Mara Liasson, NPR News, New Orleans.